time to play the game.
Good afternoon, Atlanta. You are listening to The Official Visit on 790 The Zone Radio. My name is Scott Janovitz, known to some, not all, but some as The Brain. I'm joined in the studio, as usual, by Alex, the A-Train Ewalt. I should say Ewalt. Sorry about that, Alex. And Brian Big B Jones. We also have a special guest in the studio today in Tad Arapoglu, who will be replacing Fletcher Proctor. Great show planned today. We have Georgia State offensive coordinator John Bond on the show a little bit later. Hillgrove dual threat quarterback Sinjin Days. Nash Nance from Calhoun, the quarterback from Calhoun, and Hudson Mason, quarterback from Lassiter, will also be on the show. We are a little bit behind, so we're going to jump straight into our interviews. But before we talk anything recruiting, I have to ask, today's Mother's Day. Did you guys give your mom anything? Did you say, Happy Mother's Day? Were you there for today?
I will be later. Of course, we've had our work responsibilities, Scott, and the show.
I'll be back home.
I was home last night. We had a nice dinner, me and my family.
I'd like to say I was the first of three siblings to call my mom this morning at 7 a.m. So I did an exceptional job, and I was in Orlando earlier this week where my parents live and visit my mom. How about you, Tad?
Nice little lunch at Fleming's. Gave her a charm for her Pandora bracelet. So you know,
that's
I'm
awesome.
On her good side right now.
Dominant son, Brian.
Need some money.
I gave my mom a car and then some flowers, and I also did the same thing for my aunt and grandmother.
Wow.
We got good guys
in the
studio.
Forgot the extended family.
Taking care of the ladies.
So anyway, happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful child-rearing women out there. That said, let's welcome to the show Lassiter quarterback Hudson Mason. Hudson, you there?
Yeah, hello.
How's it going, Hudson?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
I think we're speak for all of us when I say we're doing well. Thanks for asking. So let's jump right into things. Before we get going, talk a little bit about the recruiting process in general. Tell us who's offered thus far and what schools specifically you're looking at.
Well, I have offers from Iowa and Georgia Southern. And, right now I'm just kind of keeping my options open. Obviously, Iowa is my number one school. They're a great program. Coach Ferentz is one of the most down-to-earth, greatest, I saw on ESPN the other day where he was ranked like the number fifth overall coach in America, and that really impressed me. But otherwise, I'm just kind of keeping my options open right now, going through spring practice. You know, the school's coming to see me in spring ball and probably go to a couple camps. But otherwise, besides that, it's going real well.
Yeah, I've always said no one does more with less than Kirk Ferentz. One of our themes for today's show is kind of the evolution of the quarterback position, considering the way the spread offense has migrated to the high school level. Talk a little bit about the way the spread offense, which you guys run over at Lassiter, how that sort of changed your development as a quarterback from, say, today to when you were growing up learning how to play the position.
Coach Lindsay came in and he brought that staff. He brought a staff over, and he came from Hoover High School. And, over there they ran the spread. And our offense is called the system. It's very similar to what Tony Franklin brought over at Auburn and kind of like Texas Tech and schools like that down at Troy. And, growing up, pound ball, the middle school ball, you don't really see a lot of throwing. And recently in the past couple years, a lot of high school teams, it's just run, run, run. And this whole spread thing is really kind of taking charge now. You see a lot of teams running it, and we really ran it really well last year, and I think that's what opened up a lot of opportunities for me and other wide receivers on our team. And it's a great offense to be in, especially if you're on offense, because to be able to throw the ball, it opens up the running game, and as we throw it so many times, it's hard to defend, and we try to catch people off guard. So I enjoy running it a lot. It's kind of a quarterback's dream when you throw it 40 times a game.
Hudson, Alex Ewalt here. The schools that you're looking at and that are looking at you, what specifically about their offenses or about their systems interest you, and what excites you about each of these schools you're considering?
One of the things I'm just looking into is, my education, what kind of degree I'm getting. I want to go play college football, but, I'm not – if I have the chance to play at the next level in the NFL, great. But, more than likely it's not going to be like that. So in each school I look into, academics come first. And then really my relationship with my coaching staff, and otherwise, you know, like I said, just kind of keeping my options open. I think when it's time, I'll definitely know what school it is for. But yeah, that's about it.
You know, you mentioned earlier the system that Chip Lindsey brought over to Lassiter, and this was a school that I think most fans were a little shocked to see the success you guys had last season. I'm sure you weren't, but I think a lot of fans weren't used to Lassiter having that kind of success. And what do you think how do you feel Chip Lindsey's system has prepared you for that next level?
A lot. He's really came over and really developed me as a quarterback, from mechanics to footwork to arm strength in the weight room, a great workout program. The spread offense, you don't see a lot. You know, a lot of guys say that you have to go to the next level, you have to have that pro style, and, you know, I kind of agree with that. But then again, you also got to be able to throw, and that's what the spread offense, shows, arm strength. When you run the spread, you're going to have every route. You're going to have to be able to throw every route on the field to run the spread. And that's what I think the spread offense brings, is it shows arm strength for the next level. It shows being able to make reads with, in the snap of a finger. And, I think, in my opinion, it shows a lot of coaches a lot of different things, from making reads to arm strength to, moving in the pocket. You know, a lot of teams, when you throw it that much, they kind of just start dropping back, and they take for granted that, when nothing's open, you kind of have a couple yards to tuck it and run. So it really shows a lot of great things, I think, for a quarterback.
Hey, Hudson, sticking with the spread, considering you obviously play it on the high school level, how important is it for you to continue playing in that type of an offense on the college level? And beyond that, what are some of the other things you're kind of looking for in your college destination?
The spread offense is what I'm most particularly looking for at the next level. Obviously, I'm looking for a school that's going to fit what my abilities are, and that's throwing the ball. But if I can, if I find a school that fits me and it's a pro style offense that is a from under center, I mean, I definitely think I'm very capable of taking a five step under the center. This is my first year that we were in the spread, but before that we were under center. So, really it just depends on what school I like. If it's the spread, I can do that. And I feel like if I go into a school that's running the pro style, I feel like I'm able to go from under center and run an offense that way too. So,
yeah, Hudson, we got to go to a break. So one final question. I know you said that Iowa leads as of now with Kirk Ferentz up there. But I think a lot of people are assuming that if Georgia does come around and give you an offer, I know they're showing you attention, but if they do come around and give you an offer, is that the school you want to go to most?
I couldn't say that. Besides Iowa, really all the schools are equal right now. And then again, it's kind of different between when you do have an offer from a school and when you don't, because they do show more attention to you when you have offer and they want you more. But no, I couldn't say that would be definitely where I wanted to go from Georgia. Georgia's a great program, though, especially with Coach Bobo and what he's done with Matthew Stafford and being able to recruit like Aaron Murray and Mettenberger. But, I wouldn't say that it's a school I want to go to, but I would definitely consider Georgia at the highest level, definitely with Coach Bobo and Coach Rick.
Listen, Hudson, we got to let you go, but we thank you for your time and wish you the best of luck moving forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
And we got to go to a quick break. You're listening to The Official Visit on 790 The Zone Radio. We'll be right back.
Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem in the AM, the show's on the road. We broadcast live from Stats, getting you ready for game four of hopefully what's not going to be a sweep between the Hawks and Cavs, and we skin that sausage. Woo!
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
This is Brian McCann. If you carpool once a week for a year, you can keep a ton of pollution out of the air. And you can save a ton of money, too. Now, that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point me.
I love economics.
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's double cheeseburger or McChicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Coca-Cola for just $2.99 every day. Prices and participation may vary.
I just loved cappuccinos. Before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's. This Monday, get a free sample size of a McCafe mocha from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. while supplies last. Limit one per customer per visit. Many drive-thrus open 24 hours.
The Taste of Alpharetta has become an annual tradition for festival goers, families, and food connoisseurs for 19 years. Mark your calendar for Thursday, May 14th from 5 to 10 p.m. to dine in downtown Alpharetta at over 50 restaurants in one fun night. Sample delicious appetizers, entrees, and desserts from the top menus in town. Free admission. For complete details, please visit 790thezone.com. Sports Radio 790 The Zone is a proud radio sponsor of The Taste of Alpharetta. See you there.
Hi, this is Wes Durham. It's a great time for golf, and the perfect getaway is Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort. Fripp Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island. You won't believe the incredible package deal running now through June 15th. For only $119 a night, you'll get hotel accommodations, 18 holes of golf on one of 2 4-star championship courses, including greens fees, range balls, and cart. And better yet, free replay if available. Call 866-348-0949 or FrippIslandResort.com to book your vacation at Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort.
Back in the old neighborhood, generosity was a way of life. So when you came over for a meal, you usually left with one too. At Maggiano's through June 3rd, we're putting a new twist on this old tradition. Order tonight from a selection of made-from-scratch dishes, like our famous mom's lasagna. And we'll send you home with a different meal, like our delicious baked ziti and sausage. Both meals for only $12.95. How's that for generous? Two chef-prepared meals for just $12.95. See you tonight at Maggiano's, Little Italy.
Guys, you should listen to the expert on romance, Barnsley Gardens Resort's Fairy Godmother, because I'll bet all you're doing right now is watching baseball. And if you keep this up, pretty soon your woman will be playing the field.
Your tip for the day is, when the game's blacked out, why not have a movie night? Pick up some DVDs on your way home, then throw a fluffy blanket on the floor, pop some popcorn, and then see what happens.
Every guy needs a fairy godmother, so listen to yours at BarnsleyResort.com.
Extreme Fighting Fan. Fight Party is back.
Fight Party,
along with Miller Lite and New Avenue,
present revenge
this Saturday night at the Gwinnett Arena.
Fight Party.
The undisputed king of MMA in Georgia.
Some of the toughest extreme fighters in the world today.
Get your tickets now
at the Gwinnett Arena box office.
Old Ticketmaster outlets.
Get them online at Ticketmaster.com.
Tickets start at just $25.
Fight Party at the Gwinnett Arena this coming Saturday night.
Listen live on 790thezone.com 24/7 so you never miss a minute. Powered by Peachtree Service Experts, Atlanta's trusted heating and air conditioning company, with service available 24/7.
And the pitch.
The Georgia-Georgia Tech rivalry isn't limited to the gridiron. This Tuesday, it travels to Turner Field for the 7th annual Spring Classic. And who better to handle play-by-play of the Jackets and Dogs than Domino and Cellini?
You're both a disgrace to this outfit.
Catch every pitch Tuesday night at 7, brought to you by Geico and Volkswagen, and heard exclusively on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Welcome to the good life.
I don't know who this is, but I love this song. We are back on the official visit.
Kanye West.
Oh, Conway. Sorry, guys. Kanye West. I'm not up to on my R&B, but you are listening to the official visit.
This is hip hop.
On Sports Radio 790 The Zone. I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined in the studio as always by Alex Ewalt, Brian Jones, and special guest Tad Arapoglu. Before we dive into this next segment, I would like to issue a small warning to, I guess, any kids listening out there, anyone who has any sensitivity towards graphic, explicit topics. This one, I guess, would fit into that category. But moving on, I want to discuss a story that transpired last week. Daniel Hood, a 18-year-old high school athlete out of Knoxville, Tennessee, signed last week with the Tennessee Volunteers. The interesting aspect of the story is, if you don't know, Daniel Hood, at the age of 13, was convicted of rape, essentially. Not quite of rape. He was a bystander, if you will, in a rape case. What happened is at the time his 14-year-old cousin was tied down both by Daniel and his 17-year-old friend with duct tape. His 17-year-old friend would go on to rape the young girl while Daniel watched. Long story short, Daniel went to a prep school after that, has been rehabilitated in every sense of the word. All reports are that he's an upstanding young man. He's an extremely good student, one of the top offensive tackles in the country, which happens to be an extremely thin position at University of Tennessee right now. And as the result of I guess, a successful 10 years post that, or a little bit less, 7 years post that, he got a scholarship to Tennessee and signed last week. The issue here is, should he be given a second chance? And I'll open that question up to you guys and tell me what you think.
Well, I view this situation much like the Michael Vick situation. If he's paid his debt to society, as the state saw he should do it, it's just left up to the school. Everybody on the periphery making judgments on whether he should have a second chance to play football at that level really isn't important. If it's up to the school, Lane Kiffin and company decide they did the work, they did the background checking, they talked to him at length, and if they think he's a good fit for their program, then it's up to them.
Yeah, and I want to defend Lane Kiffin before anyone even says anything further. Lane Kiffin has actually been, 11 students have left the university since he's been there. He just kicked Demetrius Morley off the team, who was a former 5-star recruit, a 2-year starter, and he just kicked him off the team as a repeat offender. What he did, I do not know, but Lane Kiffin thus far has been relatively strict at Tennessee and did do his due diligence when he allowed Daniel Hood to sign there. Still, a lot of people have criticized the decision because at the end of the day, no matter how good or how upstanding an individual Daniel Hood has been since that crime, at the very end of the day, he's still taking a scholarship away from somebody else.
Well, how long, a 13-year-old kid, how long should you be punished? He was viewed as a minor. He went through the process, finished school a little bit later. I think he paid his debt.
Well, to me, you look at the factors in this too. Everybody, the coach, the community has been vouching for him, and to me especially, the victim herself has vouched for him. And I can't imagine if this was my daughter or sister. That's a very tough situation. I can understand why people don't agree with it. I do think he has taken all the steps in his life to correct a mistake that he made as a child, and I do think he should be given a second chance.
No, yeah. To me, these cases, and it's not just Daniel Hood. Forget Daniel Hood for 5 seconds. You see all the time in the news, coaches are criticized for maybe not being strict enough, for not suspending their players. And fans, scream out saying, oh, well, they're not suspending these players because they want wins. But at the end of the day, the wins and losses, the records, I think force people to lose sight of the fact that you're trying to help these kids, regardless of what they've done in the past. The end of the day, college is about becoming a better person. Unless you've committed these heinous crimes, which Daniel Hood did, years ago, unless you're truly a threat to society, why not try to rehabilitate these kids? Why suspend them? Why kick someone off the team, even if you think he's deserving of being kicked off a team or not deserving a scholarship? Why are you punishing these people without considering the fact that at the end of the day, you're trying to build the best individual for society as possible?
Now, with a situation where you got a kid who maybe recently had weapons problems or drug problems or something like that, and they're recurring, and he's a threat to either the surrounding community, the team, and that's one thing. Teenagers make mistakes. Teenagers make mistakes.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Everyone makes mistakes. Teenagers especially. You know, they're going to get caught drunk outside a bar. It's going to happen. And they're no different, for the most part, than the average college student. It's just amplified. Their name's in the news. It's on the ESPN ticker. I mean, it's for these college athletes, it's a totally different ball game. If a regular student gets in trouble outside of a bar drunk, you know, public intoxication, they get dealt with. It's dealt with in private.
I also think there's a difference between a 13-year-old making a mistake, where now we've seen him progress because he's 19 years old now. We've seen him change over a course of 6 years, as opposed to someone who may have committed a crime a few months ago, and we really don't know if they're rehabilitated.
Yeah, and of course, he himself has not forgiven himself for this. And Alex, you said it. It should be Tennessee's decision, and history is kind of riddled with examples of this. Jason Resper is a perfect example of someone who he got in trouble with a female on a visit to Florida before he ever even attended Tennessee. Tennessee still, despite the offense, allowed him to sign and go there, and he became an extremely productive, upstanding citizen and player for them for 4 years. The exact opposite happened at Ole Miss recently. If you know Jamar Hornsby, or you know you're close to the University of Florida football program at all, you know Jamar Hornsby used the credit card of a dead girl, was kicked out of University of Florida, ended up signing with Ole Miss, and is now was recently kicked off of Ole Miss's football team for using brass knuckles in a bar fight. So I guess there are examples both way of giving people second chances and them helping, or them kind of turning out for the better and worse. The question is, though, why not let them walk on? Why not give a scholarship to, say, someone who's already on the team, someone who's a walk-on, who's proven to be a valuable asset to the team for, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, and see how that goes?
Well, I think you've got a point there. There's definitely an element of risk associated with just giving the kid a scholarship. I mean, if he really wants to pursue playing at the next level, I'm sure he would be, or kids like that, in cases like that, would be willing to take a walk-on position and then fight for a spot. There's always an element of risk, both from a PR standpoint, and you bring a kid into the program, and if he messes up again, well, you lose that kid. And you gotta fill that position again.
Yeah, I'll say this much: Georgia was not willing to take a far lesser risk with Dexter Moody.
They've really drawn the line there. I mean, I think Mark Richt made the right decision. Dexter Moody is now looking at Tennessee.
What he threatened a school teacher, right?
He did down in Emanuel County Institute, and they just said that's it. You know, that's all we needed to hear.
And I think the biggest difference in that case is Dexter Moody at that time, and I shouldn't make an overarching generalization, but Dexter Moody is most likely very much the same person today as he was, you know, 3 months ago or whenever he made that threat. Whereas we're talking how many years? 6 years later. Six years later, Daniel Hood has proven to be an extreme – I mean – And this is not just an average kid. He's an extremely intelligent kid.
Like a 3.8, 3.9 GPA, you know, National Honor Society. I mean, on the surface, if you didn't know his background, you'd think he was an upstanding student. Well, and he's proven himself to be that since the incident.
Yeah. I think every school has the right to make a decision when it comes to taking a risk. You know you're taking that risk when you try to go after someone who has a criminal record or just has gotten in some sort of trouble. But as we said, when you're talking about someone who did something 6 years ago and hasn't since, I think you can be more willing there.
No, I think we're all in agreement that Daniel Hood deserves a second chance. Where it becomes a little bit stickier is when you're essentially taking scholarships away from other players to give Daniel Hood one. We do have to go to a quick break. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Trying to save a buck or two? Visit 790 The Zone's Double Rewards program, where you can double your money only on 790thezone.com.
Phripp Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island resort, a nature preserve located just outside of Hilton Head. Beach run houses, 2 4-star golf courses. Save 20% on all accommodations now through Labor Day. Go to FrippIslandResort.com.
Cold.
Of like 34 degrees.
Come on, baby, do you do more than dance?
Cold.
Blooded.
Cold.
Blooded.
When you drink a beer as cold and refreshing as Coors Light, everything turns cold. Frostbrewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Cold.
In a world where heat reigns over the land, cold refreshment will rule the day. This summer, Coors Light introduces the new 12-ounce cold activated can. When the mountains turn blue, your beer is as cold as the Rockies. Frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors Light believes with great beer comes great responsibility. This beer has been rated cold and refreshing. Opening everywhere.
Hello.
Hey, baby, it's me.
Me who?
You know, your part-time lover.
I thought I told you to never call me here again.
Don't be mad. I just wanted to call and say hi.
Listen, Vegas, I'm telling you, this is not a good time.
But you always make time for me. Don't you still want me? Is there somebody else?
Trust me, you're great. It's not you, Vegas, it's me. I'm just in kind of a funk.
Come on, baby. Do I need to remind you of all those great times? What about your 21st birthday?
How could I forget that? But listen, the truth is that you're all the way across the country, and I found this Ford Diamond Southern Belle. It's just like you, but so much closer. I'm sorry, Vegas, but Beau Rivage has stolen my heart.
But honey...
Visit WhereAtlantaPlays.com and get away to MGM Mirage's Four Diamond Destination, Beau Rivage Resort and Casino. It's just a one-hour flight away on Mississippi's Gulf Coast. With craps, poker, and nonstop gaming, the Tom Fazio-designed golf course, Fallen Oak. Endless entertainment and more, whatever you do at Beau Rivage is an experience like no other. Visit WhereAtlantaPlays.com and book your air-inclusive package today.
This weekend at Rec Warehouse, take up to 50% off everything in the store. That's right, everything in the store at Rec Warehouse, up to one half off now. Every swimming pool is half price. Spas and hot tubs, pool accessories, patio furniture, pool tables, bars, bar stools, and more, all up to 50% off right now. Check it out online at RecWarehouse.com. Special financing is available. Hurry while supplies last. Four convenient Atlanta locations for the Rec Warehouse. We make it fun to stay home. A pool for the summer, a pool table for the rumpus room. Get it from Rec Warehouse.
It's time to play.
Football lives here and lives here all summer long.
Here is Dwyer. Jonathan, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. The Diesel scores a touchdown.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
It's in the game.
Yeah. This album is dedicated.
We are back. You are listening to the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We actually have John Bond, Georgia State's offensive coordinator, waiting on the line. But before we talk to John, we have a caller, Thomas from Stone Mountain, who wants to talk about Dexter Moody. Thomas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I just want to say that I found it, I disagree with Rick's decision on it, because it seems to me like we instead of going with what a player could do on the field, what we're doing, we're going into their past, trying to find some reasons to deny them a scholarship. It's hypocritical to me. We got people out here who don't file their tax return, which is a felony, which is a federal felony, and if they do it on the state level, a state felony, and we don't say anything about that.
But Thomas, those people who aren't filing their tax returns aren't playing football for University of Georgia, are they?
Well, I mean, but it's the same thing. We got the same people who are criticizing Moody and Hood are the same people who are not filing their taxes. I don't see what these people are getting off trying to be hypocritical with stuff that a kid did when he was 13. It shouldn't even be brought up. We shouldn't have been trying to ride the kid for stuff he did when he was 13. You know full well that he was listening to what the older kid was telling them to do.
Right. I don't disagree with you. The only problem is the question you have to answer to yourself is Mark Richt a hypocrite? Not are we, because we have no decision or import in this decision at all. The question is, Mark Richt made the decision. Is he himself a hypocrite? Is he not filing his tax returns? Is he breaking laws? And I think you would find the answer is no.
What we're doing is we're just taking a kid and saying, if you make one mistake, you're screwed for life. Now, I mean, where are the second chances people get in this country?
Yeah, well, they gave Daniel Hood a second chance. Go ahead, Alex.
Oh, and Dexter Moody will get a second chance at a high Division I school. I think just the incident with him is, I don't know the exact details, but it showed a problem with authority. I mean, he's joining a hierarchy. He's joining a football program where he's going to have to answer to people, and I think that was looked at as a problem.
Hey, thanks for your call, Thomas. All right. Thanks to Thomas for an interesting. I mean, he brings up a good point. There are certainly people who are criticizing Moody, and they themselves are not the most upstanding. But they also have no association with the Georgia football program. So it's at the end of the day, it's pretty irrelevant. We do have John Bond, Georgia State's offensive coordinator, waiting on the line. John, how's it going?
It's going real well. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. One of our themes on today's show is the evolution of the quarterback position, how it's changed due to the migration of the spread offense down to the high school level. Barry Every actually who is a recruiting analyst on Rivals.com, came out recently and said that the spread offense is actually hindering or hurting the development of quarterbacks. And I kind of wanted to see your take. I know you've been around the game in the quarterback position for a long time. What is your feeling on the spread offense and the way that's impacted the development of high school quarterbacks today?
Well, I don't know. I think I might disagree with, of course, who am I, but I might disagree with, I don't think it's hindering the development. I mean, I really don't think it's that difficult to get a snap. I mean, you start taking snaps as a quarterback when you're a peewee. So I think, you know, these guys on ESPN that are saying, don't know whether a guy can take a snap or not, I think that's kind of overblown and silly. I do think that what the spread offense has done has given quarterbacks who might otherwise have been in an old traditional pro-I formation and just toss the ball and run toss sweep and run ISO and those kind of things. I think it's taught guys to see the field a little better and be able to go through progressions better. And I think on the whole, if I had to fall on one side or the other, I'd have to say that the spread offense would actually enhance a guy's overall development.
Coach, looking at quarterbacks that are making the jump from high school to college, and not that you can ever ensure that a prospect will be successful at the next level. I mean, we know about arm strength. We know about all the obvious tools that a quarterback needs. Making the jump from high school to college, what do you think are some of the attributes that a quarterback needs to be successful? If you're checking them out, you're looking at them, what encourages you about a certain prospect and their success at the college level?
Well, that's an excellent question. I mean, I've actually written articles, and there are, guys all over the world that have different opinions. But I think that the most important component to a quarterback who wants to be competitive as a freshman or a guy going to the next level or really any situation is his mental and physical toughness. I mean, those guys have got to be your toughest guy on the football field. They've got to, they've got to be the most mentally tough guy because – you're back there at seven and a half yards deep and you're asked to go through your first, second, third progression and do all those kinds of things with 260, 280 pound guys in bad moods with bad breath coming after you to try to take your head off. And you've got to be zeroed in, locked in with your concentration and you've got to be mentally tough in order to do that. And then obviously you've got to be physically tough to withstand all that stuff. So the first thing is that I think a guy wants to look for is your physical and mental toughness. And the second thing is your competitiveness. How competitive, how important is winning to you? And I think these guys that the gym rat that maybe can't, it's in shooting ball or doing whatever that can't stand lose, and I think those are really the first two things that you want to look at. And if you're looking past the obvious, the arm strength, all that kind of stuff, I think the toughness and how competitive are you.
Hey, John, we got to pause for a quick station identification. Do you mind hanging on the line for a minute?
No problem.
790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
We are on the line with John Bond, Georgia State offensive coordinator. Cad?
Yeah, Coach, one thing, you guys are really starting to get into the recruiting process, obviously, and I think there's one complaint that a lot of local college football fans have had is that way too many Georgia kids seem to be leaving the state year in and year out. Is this something that's concerning you guys, and how are you trying to prevent that from happening?